fourth paragraph, given ninth Mishnah. A person who sells himself or his children to a goy, we not redeem him. Why? Because we don't want people doing this making business out of selling themselves to goyim and having the Jews redeem them. It's talking about that he already sold himself three times. So we see that this is already becoming a bad habit. The first time we do it. After the father dies, redeem his sons. A person who sold his field to a guy and he bought it back from him, Israel alokeach, maybe men bikurim. The one who bought it, in other words, somebody else redeemed it. So the one who bought it brings bikurim. He brings bikurim, even if the fruit grew by the guy. And this is also tikkun olam. The idea behind this is that the goyim started seeing that Jews really want to buy back the land, and they made the prices go up too much. So Chachomim originally wanted the Jews to redeem it, so they made a takona that when it's in the hands of the goy, you should not bring bikurim from the field. So that Jews will feel bad that, oh, he sold it to goy, it's losing its kedusha. This caused people to buy it back. When they saw that, Lamaise, that takana didn't help. And people said, it's a goyisha field, I don't want it. So they made a takana that Tafka do bring the bikurim from it, so that people should feel it's a choshev field, and they will redeem it for the goyim.